Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I came across this story and I love it. How many times have you lost something besides your mind, Cormac? Only to think that it will never, ever show up again. Never show up again. Yesterday afternoon, a lost bracelet was returned to its owner 20 years after it went missing. Cork hairdresser David Babington found the gold bangle on Patrick Street in 2002. Initially, David's early 2000s newspaper appeals to find the owner went unanswered. The precious gold bracelet engraved with the names Phil and William was kept safe by him for 2 decades before he made another attempt to find the owner. What a guy. And it worked. Turns out that the bracelet was reunited with its owner. I am delighted to say David's on the line. Hiya, David.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Greetings from Cork.
Greetings. How are you? I'm so happy to have you on the show. First of all, just to remind us, so when and where and how did you find this bracelet?
Yeah, even you even saying it back there is almost like a shock to me. It gives me goosebumps. So yeah, like you said, 20 years ago, I was meeting a friend of mine outside Brown Thomas in Cork. And there on the ground was this gold sparkly bracelet. So I picked it up. And as you said, the front of the bracelet was engraved Phil and the inside was engraved William. The 23rd of the 3rd, 1982, which makes the bracelet 40 years old this March. And yeah, I knew straight away that this had major sentiment to the owner that lost it.
Is that why you didn't throw it away? Because you knew this was special?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I knew it. I knew it. And you know, like you just said yourself, like the amount of times that I've lost pieces of jewellery that are significant to me and you never see them again. But within a couple of days, I posted an ad in a local newspaper, the Echo, trying to reach out, trying to find the owner with the names and the dates and the location of finding it. And unfortunately, no one ever came forward. I heard no more. So over the years, I just always kept the bracelet in a box underneath my bed. And, you know, I moved like 4 times since and the bracelet has always come with me. But I always believed that I had to hold on to it. I had to keep it. I couldn't get rid of it or, you know, pass it on to somebody else. This belonged to somebody that had serious sentimentality attached to it.
David, did you never think about just melting it down and selling it?
No, because no, I couldn't. I just couldn't. It felt wrong.
It's not like you, Cormac.
I mean, after all that time, like, you know, you did your best. And now it's time to cash in.
No, this is somebody else's memory. And it wasn't, I couldn't do that. That just felt absolutely
wrong.
You're
good skin. You're good skin,
I couldn't do
David.
It. And the crazy thing is, the entire time whilst I had the bracelet, I'm a hairdresser by trade. And I worked from home at the time. And the crazy thing is that Phil, the owner of the bracelet, lived around the corner from me. And I had no idea. And whilst I was working from home, I was looking after Phil's daughter-in-law. She was a client of mine for 3 years. And it's their granddaughter that discovered me on Facebook when I posted a week and a half ago. I was doing a clear out of my belongings and there was the gold bracelet again. And I thought, okay, now is the time to put it on social media. I posted it on my Instagram, my Material Boy Instagram page, because I have a following on that and nothing came from there. I posted it to Facebook and within 48 hours, a young girl called Niamh messaged me saying, we believe the bracelet belongs to my grandmother and my late grandfather William, who passed away 10 years ago.
Oh my God.
So whilst we were talking, I asked her, I said, can you give me the significance of the date? And she said that my grandfather William had it engraved, the bracelet made for her grandmother, when she found out that she was pregnant on her youngest daughter, who turned 40 this December.
Incredible.
It's what? Incredible.
But what was it like giving it back, David?
Well, yesterday that the intention was that I was going to meet Phil herself. The lady is now 80 years old and the bracelet turns 40, like I said. I've been minding it for 2 decades, 20 years. Unfortunately, Phil wasn't feeling great yesterday, so I didn't get to meet her face to face. I was disappointed because I was dying to meet her, but we've made plans that we eventually will. She's going to give me a call. But I met the daughter-in-law, Bernie, whose hair that I had been doing at the time up in the house. And she said that Phil was just, you know, so thankful, so grateful. She still can't believe it. She's so excited to get it back. And for me, it just, it was just such an amazing story. To be part of this, to hold on to this bracelet for 20 years, for Phil to get part of her late husband back after such a long time, it's one of the most amazing things that's ever happened to me. But it's not my story. This is Phil's story. But I'm very honoured to be part of this. This bracelet now may be passed down to Phil's daughter, who the engraving was placed on the bracelet for. She has a daughter. She may be getting this in years to come. And this bracelet is going to come with a story forever.
Absolutely. Are you going to be sad to see it go?
It's gone now. It's gone back.
Gone.
I'm happy. Yesterday, it's gone. We met up with Bernie and I gave it back to Bernie. She gave it to Phil yesterday. Phil is going to give me a call when she feels better. She wants my address to maybe send me a card and stuff like that. And,
bless.
You know, she's 80 years old. And just knowing that this bracelet that she lost during a family dinner, that she never thought she'd get back, and she has it now. You know, like I remember about 5 years ago myself, I lost the most amazing Dolce & Gabbana bracelet in a taxi. I've never seen that bracelet
not
again.
At all.
And
not
there's
at all.
Some man or woman walking around Cork City wearing my amazing Dolce & Gabbana bracelet, and I don't believe I'll ever get it back. But to give that bracelet back to Phil, to get it back to her, to get it back to this original owner, 2 decades after she lost it, 40 years after her late husband made it for her, is incredible. It's magic.
Now, wouldn't it be awful if you met her and she goes, I never liked that bracelet anyway. Listen, you're amazing, David. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and well done on reuniting the bracelet with its rightful owner. You are a good skin. Cormac, have you ever done anything as sound as that?
No. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.